This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. LinkedIn added another user today, although it's debatable whether she really needs the whole networking thing that LinkedIn provides. Hillary Clinton has signed up, and underneath the listings for current occupation, Hillary for America, by the way, and education, Yale Law School, she posted an essay called Four Ways to Jumpstart Small Businesses, about which, fine. Clinton, however, is not the first of the 2016 presidential wannabes to join up. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Rand Paul all have profiles. But what exactly is in it for a former Secretary of State? Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has that story.
LinkedIn has more than 115 million American users, so Hillary Clinton is not the first. Her profile suggests I check out her opponent's pages.
The difference between Hillary Clinton and every single other candidate running, including Jeb Bush, is she has universal recognition already.
That's Larry Sabato, the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, and his is kind of the same argument being made by her campaign. They say everyone knows her name, but few know the real Hillary. Teddy Goff is a digital strategist with the Clinton campaign.
When you actually talk to people, they don't know that her dad was a small business owner. They don't know that she actually had a middle-class upbringing.
Goff says by posting her essay about how to help small businesses on LinkedIn, Clinton can actually connect directly with the relevant people.
There's nothing quite like social media to give people a sort of direct touch point into the campaign and into the real human being who is the candidate.
This fits with how the Clinton campaign has operated so far. They've kept their distance from the press, and her policies are being released publicly at a stately pace. So why LinkedIn? Jeffrey James, a blogger and author of the book Business Without the BS, says for any person looking for a new job, a strong LinkedIn profile is mandatory.
It has become now the primary way that companies search for candidates and the primary way where candidates represent themselves. It's replaced the resume.
One thing missing from her LinkedIn page, though, is the job she held from 2007 to 2008, candidate for President of the United States. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.